There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then they told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. This week we are at a wedding in Cana where Jesus reveals his divine power by the first miracle he did through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. The people who were in the wedding, who had the wedding, had a problem because they ran short of wine. And Mary, because she knew the problem, and she knew that Jesus and only Jesus can solve that problem, she went to him with faith and asked him to do something. And Jesus seemingly said, "What do I have to do with you? It's not my time yet." But in its original language, it is, "I will do everything whatever you tell me, Mary," is the meaning of this text. And we can understand that the meaning is like that because immediately Jesus did what Mary asked him. And Mary also commanded the people to do whatever he told them. And in the first reading also we have seen that it is the wedding symbolism that Isaiah was taking in this context, that the Israelites and between Israelites and God, there was a covenant of marriage, a spiritual marriage. And St. Paul also reminds us that the new wine that Jesus gives to every creature, to every believer abundantly is the Holy Spirit. And the gospel, as we have said, is the first sign that Jesus did. Here we can see 3 powers in play. The first power is the intercession of our Blessed Mother. Intercession of Blessed Mother is very powerful. When she asks her son, he will do it, as in this example. And he will transform water into wine. Even if our life is watered in our spiritual life, and we come to our Blessed Mother and ask her to intercede for us, she will ask Jesus, and Jesus will turn it into wine. into the state of wine that is in our spiritual life. This is the first power. And the second power is the divine power of Jesus Christ that transformed water into wine. And the third power is the obedience of the people, the obedience of those who were serving. They could say, why should we fill the empty jars and then take water from that and give to the people? If they ask for water, we will give them. They could say that. But because Mary told them, they said, okay, and they obeyed. So the power of obedience, the power of intercession, and the divine love of Jesus Christ that transforms water into wine are in play in this. So what do we get from this for our spiritual life, for our meditation for this week? One, let us invite Jesus and Mary to remain in our homes, in our life, in our marriage, in our spiritual journey. If Mary and Jesus are in our house, in our spiritual house, then we will not lack anything. If we lack something, we'll ask Mary, and she will intercede for us. Saint John Vianney suggests this as a solution for many of our family problems. He used it to encourage parents to create an atmosphere of prayer, Bible reading, meditation, inviting our Blessed Mother in our situation. So every couple, especially nowadays, need Jesus and Mary in their marriage. If their dreams are gone, Mary will intercede and renew that one. If the mutual love is dried up, our Blessed Mother will intercede and that will be renewed. If the relationship becomes boring, our Blessed Mother will intercede and Jesus will renew it. If raising children drains our energy, Jesus will invigorate us through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. The second message that we can take home today is, let us obey to the only command that Mary gave in the whole Holy Scripture. She said, do whatever he tells you. And the content of those words are the Holy Scripture. Because what is in the Scripture is what Jesus said. So if we do whatever Jesus tells us, we'll do what we are supposed to do reading the Bible. So this is the only command given by Mary recorded in the New Testament. And it is a precondition for every miracle. If a miracle is to happen in our lives, we have to be obedient to the word of God. Like the people, as we have said before, they say they listened to Mary and they obeyed and the miracle happened. A third message for us today. We need to learn to appreciate the miracles of God's providence in our lives, in our daily life. Without him, we can't do anything. So we have to appreciate. Waking every morning and walk to wherever we are going is a miracle in itself, because God is extending our life, adding 24 hours into our life. God often has an uninvited guest in our families, works daily miracles in our lives, protecting us from physical and moral dangers, providing for our needs, inspiring us, and strengthening us with the Holy Spirit. So this is the third message, that we have to appreciate the miracles in our life every day. The fourth message that we have from these readings today, just as Jesus filled the empty water jars with wine, let us fill the empty hearts of people around us with love, with mercy, with forgiveness, with care. If we do that, we are participating in the miracle. If someone is desperate for help and we help him, we are doing a miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus will tell us, what you have done to that person in need that day, you did it for me. And the last one, let us appreciate the miracle of the real presence of the Lord in the Eucharist. The same Jesus who transformed the water into wine in the wedding at Cana is going to transform the bread and wine into his body and blood here now in front of us. So we have to appreciate this gift, this miracle that happens every day in our altars and receive him prepared and deciding to do the will of God as our Blessed Mother asked the people at the wedding of Cana. May Jesus Christ help each and every one of us to be obedient servants to the will of God. Amen.